This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. On a visit to Poland, U.S. President Joe Biden is saluting Ukraine's neighbor for taking in more than 2 million people fleeing the Russian invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The UN says some 3.5 million have fled the devastation in Ukraine.
It's not stopping. It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
The president's praising Polish President Andrzej Duda and his people for opening their arms to so many refugees. Though through an interpreter, Duda used a different word.
We do not call them refugees. They're our guests, our brothers, our neighbors from Ukraine.
The president will meet with some tomorrow in Poland, saying he's disappointed security concerns will keep him from getting a closer look at the crisis in Ukraine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian authorities say about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrike last week that blasted open a Mariupol theater. That would make it the worst, deadliest known attack on civilians yet. Meanwhile, Russian forces appear to have halted, at least for now, their ground offensive aimed at capturing the capital, Kyiv, and are concentrating more on the fighting for control of the Donbas region in the country's southeast. That's according to a U.S. senior defense official. The bloodshed in Mariupol is fueling allegations that Moscow has committed war crimes by killing civilians, whether deliberately or by indiscriminate fire. Independent media in Kashmir and Jammu are slowly being choked by restrictions, according to the Press Council of India. In a report based on interviews with more than 60 journalists, activists, and media owners late last year, the Press Council called on authorities in the Indian-controlled region to address a series of trends. This is VOA News. An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in East Antarctica. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Catherine Walker is an ice scientist with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and she says the location of this ice shelf collapse is the big news.
This is not going to have much, if any, measurable effect on, you know, sea level rise or anything like that. But the process is important because of where it is. And we are, you know, we haven't seen an East Antarctic ice shelf collapse in our, at least in our lifetimes.
Possible reasons why?
We probably are seeing the result of a long time of increased ocean warming there, and it just has been melting and melting.
Then last week, temperatures soared more than 70 degrees above normal in the area.
I wouldn't say that it's the entire story, but it certainly added a pressure onto those ice shelves that we haven't seen before.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The United States will push the UN Security Council to update and strengthen international sanctions on North Korea over its increasingly dangerous provocations, in the words of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, on Friday. She made the announcement during a Security Council meeting to discuss the latest in a string of missile launches by Pyongyang this year. North Korea launched what it called a new intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday. The U.S. ambassador did not give any details on the planned U.S. proposal to strengthen U.N. sanctions, which aim to cut off funding for Pyongyang's banned programs. Nuclear tests and ballistic missile launches by North Korea have long been banned by the Security Council. Pyongyang has been subjected to U.N. sanctions since 2006. The Security Council has strengthened those sanctions over the years. The U.S. Supreme Court Friday announced that Justice Clarence Thomas has been released from a Washington hospital, where the court said he was being treated for flu-like symptoms over the past week. The court said in a statement the illness was not COVID-19. It gave no other details. His release comes as his wife, conservative activist Virginia Thomas, finds herself mired in controversy regarding the 2020 U.S. presidential election and former U.S. President Donald Trump. Late Thursday, The Washington Post and CBS News released weeks of text messages from 2020 that were reportedly sent from Virginia Thomas to the Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, urging him to work to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And circling back to our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is in Poland visiting American troops. He's also saluting Ukraine's neighbor for taking in more than 2 million people, fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.